Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Have you ever suffered for choosing Jesus' way? Has your kindness and patience gotten you into any trouble? Have you ever been abandoned by friends or even family members because of the generosity of your spirit? Have you ever missed out on a work opportunity after choosing honesty and integrity? Have you ever been snubbed or ridiculed for being too humble and servant-hearted? The Gospel of John, chapter 1, explains that even though the world was made through Jesus, the world did not recognize him. Verse 11 says, Jesus came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. This is said again later in John chapter 3 this way. The light came into the world, and people loved darkness rather than the light. Loving the light, receiving the light, living in and being the light means, by definition, that we will come into conflict with darkness. Do you regularly encounter a dissonance, some kind of disconnect with the people around you because of the love and wisdom of Jesus that fills your life? Or is being a Jesus follower relatively easy in your day-to-day routine? In this meditation, we will meditate on the verse from Jesus' Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This is not an easy teaching for us, especially today. Jesus is inviting us to be blessed by welcoming suffering into our lives, and not just by any suffering, that we will be persecuted for being like Jesus. We can only become more like Jesus with Jesus' help. We can only understand these things by the teachings of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Jesus, you say that we are blessed if we experience persecution. I honestly don't know how to ask for or to seek suffering. I confess I would rather stay safe in my creature comforts. Yet I want to know you more and more. Please open the eyes of my heart to see you and your goodness clearly in this meditation. Amen. Persecution means to be pursued by a threat, to be harassed or mistreated. This is an experience that we prepare ourselves for by trusting our whole selves to the safety and peace of God. Submit yourself to God. All your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Allow yourself to sink deeply into the presence of God, trusting that He is near to you. as we approach the question of suffering for Jesus' sake, you may already be experiencing self-doubt or even fear. Recognize that there is so much more about God than your mind can comprehend. Surrender any need to figure out or master this scripture passage by surrendering to the love of Jesus. Come to God by faith, trusting with open hands and heart. By faith, we accept that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We allow trust to flow deep into the secret places in our hearts. We even delight in knowing that He is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. Our verse is Matthew 5:10 from the ESV. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As I read this verse again, ask the Holy Spirit to show you a word or a phrase that is especially important for your meditation today. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Take a moment to talk with God about what word or phrase matters most to you right now. Let's return again to the word blessed. Jesus is teaching that we are blessed if we are persecuted. He is saying that goodness, joy, hope, that happiness can exist right alongside suffering. This contrast of blessing and persecution will seem strange to our minds. Sit with these two words, blessing and persecution. Talk to Jesus about them. Notice what stirs deeper inside of you. We return to our verse, Matthew 5:10, from the Message translation. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. It should be our commitment to God that causes people to scratch their heads. Some might even shake their heads or fists at us, literally, if not just emotionally. That you might be so fully committed to the love and life of Jesus that the freedom inside of you will provoke others. That the light inside of you will expose and threaten darkness. Do you have this kind of freedom? Go to the Lord now. One way to consider this faith movement is to consider who or what you fear most. Do you want to please God or human beings? Do you worry more about impressing God or people? Let's return to our scripture. Matthew 5:10. Back to the ESV. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Persecution is the result of righteousness. Righteousness, as in being right with God. Righteousness, as in being true, holy, just, full of integrity and goodness. How do you cultivate righteousness? A jazz musician learns key signatures, tempos, modes, and scales deeply and fluidly. She spends hours and hours practicing so that jazz will flow spontaneously out of her. Would you like to be spontaneously free in your loving commitment to God? You are already doing it right now. You are practicing the love and righteousness of God right now. Can you taste the blessing? Anyone who has enjoyed practicing an instrument or a sport knows that we apply ourselves because we get to play. We get to the privilege to practice. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you find more joy, more blessing in your spiritual practice. We do not need to be anxious about seeking out persecution. The goal here is, instead, to increase our commitment to God. Speak honestly to Jesus about your current commitment to Him. Know that He wants to help you in your weakness. Jesus says, "The persecuted will inherit the kingdom of heaven." The kingdom. This is God's authority, His strength, the reign of the presence of God. If you are in Christ, God is for you. His kingdom is yours. What difference does that make to you today? How can it help you? Let's pray. Your steadfast love never fails. Your mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I believe in your faithfulness, Jesus. But help my unbelief. I trust in your faithfulness. Please help me in my faithlessness. Grow my faith. Strengthen my inner being to know and to live like you. Amen. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.